This section talks about Jack's mistakes.
Jack made mistakes.
Well, here I come with a piano bunch. Listen, where did piano bend? Although the other way would be good, too. Here I come with the piano bunch. Just as good one way or the other. I say, here I come with a piano bench, or here I come with a piano bunch. It doesn't make any difference. Hey, where do you want me to sit, Mary?
Right here. Your name's on the place card.
Well, place cards and everything. How did Phil know where to sit? He can't read.
I put his picture on the plate.
Oh. That's your fault, bunch. You got people thinking I can't read.
What about the time the Fifth National Bank was held up and you brought in a suspicious-looking character you found on the scene of the crime?
Well, how did I know J. Edgar Hoover had an account at that bank? Edgar, not Edgar.
I don't know.
You make me nervous, that's what it is.
Well, I want a lady's rich wristwatch. Not a rich one, a lady's wrist one. Hello?
One moment, please. I have a long-distance call from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? Who can that be?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Dennis. What are you doing in Las Vegas?
Who's this?
Jack Benny, you called me.
I did. I thought I was putting nickels in a slot machine.
Dennis, what are you doing in Las Vegas anyway?
I'm up here sightseeing. Yesterday I saw the Hoover vacuum cleaner factory.
The Hoover vacuum? Hoover? Did I say Hoover? Remember our old president, Herbert Hoover?
No, that's Herbert Hoover.
When you were in Las Vegas, you say you saw the Hoover vacuum cleaner factory?
Yeah, it sure is a funny-looking place. A big solid wall of cement with water on one side of it.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that's Hoover Dam. Dam.
Well, there's no need to get that mad about it.
But I'll drop you by your house if you like.
Okay. Bye, Jack.
So long, Hoover.
So if you want something to eat, you better order it.
Hey, Sluggy.
What is it, Giggles?
Hoover is in a hurry.
Well, how do you like that for a threat? Who does he think he's bluffing, anyway? Or who does he... Sing, Kenny.
I wish I knew it was what it was. I'd like to get some more lines. I'd like to get that one straight.
My goodness. Mary, look what you did. Look what you dropped on my new Chinese rock. Look what you did with the judge of the doctor.
Rock, that wasn't very nice. You know what happens to people who eavesdrop?
Yeah, they get the right sound.
I guess you're right. I just didn't get the right line. You got the right sound.
I had no doubt that the judge would end. As I wanted it, I had no doubt that the case would end. Excuse me.
Jack took other performers' lines by accident. He was the only cast member who did this several times.
I knew he was going to say that. And why didn't you stop him? Well, I took your line. I'm sorry, man. Well, tell me, Kenny.
Well, how do you like it up here, Mary? Oh, that's your line, Don. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take it, huh?
Well, Mary, instead of Jack asking you, I will.
Last week?
Sure, I came down to see Guy Lombardo. But, Phil, he doesn't start until next week. Oh, sorry, that was Mary's line. Go ahead, Mary, you take that. No, Mary, I'm sorry, I took away your line. You read it, Mary.
I like the way you read it.
No, you read it. No, let's take our time. You read it, go ahead.
But, Phil, he doesn't start until next week.
No, you read it, Jack. But, Phil, he doesn't start until next week.
Well, that explains a lot of things.
That really explains a lot of things.
Yeah. Like what?
Well, when I drove up to the place, the bellboy came out, carried in my wallet, and left my bags in the driveway.
Sorry I took your line then, Bob. Anything happens when you do that. I take his line, he takes somebody else's. That's because we don't rehearse, you know.
Jack called people the wrong name.
Come on, Mary. Amy. And Mary is playing the part of Amy. Look, I haven't time to talk about that. I'm in trouble, Frank. I'm in trouble. Frank Miller's coming back in town to kill me. I need help. Awesome. Also, a rehearsal. You sure do.
Well, Harry Ripley seems to be a... Harry Ripley seems to be a nice... chap.
Jack made mistakes in the flow of the story.
Yeah, one thing about Kenny, he appreciates everything. Come in. Oh, now come in. Oh, well, it's our last program, folks.
Hiya, Buck!
And furthermore, Kenny, it wouldn't hurt you to get here on time. Where were you?
I stopped off for a slug of root beer.
Oh, a slug of root beer, huh?
Huh? Boy, have I got a hangover.
Pardon me, Kenny, I didn't give you the lead there. I'm sorry.
We have a special treat for you. This being Father's Day, we have prepared an original... come in, Andy. Come in.
Hiya, Buck!
Why, Andy Devine, of all people...
This Marine said to me, "Oh, you are, eh?" And I said, "Yeah, you want to make something out of it?"
And what happened?
What was that?
What happened?
Oh, the next morning I had 3 teeth put back in, and I haven't seen the guy since. I'm sorry, Don, I missed my place there for a minute. I can't understand how I made that mistake before. However, I can't understand how I made a mistake on that first spot. I don't know what happened to my script, you know?
Yes, in fact, when I bought it, my dressmaker said those famous historical words.
What was that?
Don't give up the slip.
Yeah, I nearly missed my cue there, didn't I? I thought Larry was supposed to say what was that. Pardon me, Larry.
I was all set to jump in.
Listen, you didn't have... Anyway...
Oh, Jack.
Here I am, Mary.
Did you get your hair cut?
Yes, and I was going to get a shine, too, but I'll let it go. Oh, Mr. Drucker.
Yes.
Mr. Drucker, wait till I turn the page here.
Forget about this. Forget about the shine.
Jack almost always kept his laughing under control. Here is one time he could not.
Houlihan's hot doggery. Let's go in. Hello, Houlihan. How about something to eat?
Did you make a reservation?
Jack gets into a difficult situation and comments about it.
I see, Mary, you're keen.
Keep that up, Kenny, and someday you'll be starching your beard. You know? I ruined that gag myself there. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Any man that'll open a can of sardines, eat them, and then save the tails for hash, well... I'm glad I didn't blow that line, too. Not yet. I want to show Mary a fluff that she made on last week's program. Rochester, play that first record again.
Yes, sir.
The place I'm looking for is somewhere around the middle. Go ahead, play it.
Isn't it wonderful out here on the ocean?
Yes, Don, there's nothing I love better than a no-obligation cruise.
Oh, that's not it, Rochester. Move the needle further down.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Ocean's a little rough.
Well, it can't get too rough for me. You know, during the First World War, I used to be on the Navy.
A little further down.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Play that last part again.
What's the matter?
Jack, you said you were on the Navy instead of in the Navy.
I did not.
Oh, you didn't, eh? Rochester, play that part again.
Okay.
Jack, you better sit down. The ocean's a little rough.
Well, it can't get too rough for me. You know, during the First World War, I used to be on the Navy.
You know what burns me up, Bing? Statistics prove... I asked him four times to take that out.